Well, he went and did it, folks. He went and did it. George W. Bush, the man who once held up a Bible over the Constitution and said, all laws come from this Bible book. This week, George Bush said that he didn't really believe in evolution. He thought that creationism or intelligent design should be taught with evolution in schools. His science advisors ran around trying to correct the mistake because evolution is science. Evolution is the fact, you know. It's not just a guess or a theory, and while it can change, you know. But Bush did it. I've been waiting for it to happen, and goddamn, he didn't let me down. This is the Thursday Impressionistic News Hour for the 4th of August, 2005, here from Los Angeles. It's the beginning of August, and it's my last news hour for the month of August. I'll be back in September. I'm your faithless host, Bennett. And I have a very special show tonight where I'm going to share with you a great singer, a new young artist who I think is terrific. I have an interview with her and some of her music, plus the weekly news and review, though this week is Krista to Aaron. That's the subject of this week's entire news show, except for the news and review. So strap in, light them up, get as comfortable and blitzed as you can be, press your ears up to the speakers. It's time for the Kill Radio Thursday Impressionistic News Hour. Hey, if you hear Rowan Kirk, you know you're on the right place. Weekly News in Review, posted Tuesday, August 2nd, 2005, by Paul Ford on the Harpers.org website. This is Bennett for the Kill Radio Thursday Impressionistic News Hour for August 4th, 2005. Hey, thanks, Paul. This, of course, concerns information for the last week of July and the beginning of August. Now we're caught up. At the culmination of its $1.4 billion return-to-flight effort, NASA launched the Space Shuttle. The Space Shuttle Discovery shot into orbit, and almost immediately the shuttle shed pieces of insulation and hit a bird. President G.W. Bush watched the launch on a small television and clapped his hands in joy. And NASA grounded all future shuttle flights. Russia offered to send a rich person to orbit the moon in exchange for $100 million. Cheap. New Mexico announced its first case of bubonic plague in 2 years. Plague, said a New Mexico man who contracted the illness in 2002, changes your life forever. The U.S. House of Representatives voted down CAFTA, the Central American Free Trade Agreement, even though it was already approved by the Senate. House leaders then held the vote open for 47 minutes until they had changed enough Republican votes to approve the agreement. A study found that 43% of the House and Senate members who have left public office since 1998 are registered lobbyists. I think that should be illegal. The Boy Scout National Jamboree was held at Fort A.P. Hill, Virginia. The Senate passed a Support Our Scouts Act of 2005, guaranteeing the Boy Scouts the right to use federal land, whether the organization discriminates against atheists or gays or not. Support the Girl Scouts, folks. It's a separate organization from the Boy Scouts. Support the Girl Scouts. The Senate also noted that holding the jamboree on a military base gave U.S. soldiers the opportunity to practice the preparation, logistics, and leadership needed in combat. At the jamboree, 4 scout leaders were electrocuted while setting up a tent. A scoutmaster and a 13-year-old scout were killed by lightning, and 300 people were treated for heat-related symptoms. American forces